Comfortable. There's another desk there. Okay. The topic of today's Shia, that's this week, Bez Hashem, this today and Bez Hashem next Thursday, are the halachas of mezuzah in contemporary architecture. And these halachas are very, very relevant, as we all know, and anyone who lives in a house or an apartment, if you don't live in the street, these halachas are very pertinent. And several years ago, in September 1991, in conjunction to Chevrusa, which is the rabbinic alumni publication, on page 42, I wrote this article on the halachas of mezuzah. And we're going to be following more or less the order as it appears in this article, so the basic outline will be here in front of us. Just this past Sunday at the investiture, after the investiture at the collation, I met Rabbi Reback. Rabbi Reback is the Rav in Sasayak. He was the editor of the Chavrusa when this came out in September 91. And he said, "Oh, I see you're speaking on Hilchos Mezuzah to Smicha students, so you should tell them the following thing before you begin." And that's what I'll do. He said that one of the very fine ways of making a relationship between the Rav of the community and the Balabatim is to be able to go for the Rav to go over to the house of the Balabatim when they move into the neighborhood and help them decide where the mezuzahs are supposed to be placed in their house. And that could be a good way of forming a nice kesher between the Rav and the community and the Balabas that just moved in into the community. And I think hopefully after the Shiurim will have today and next week, Bez Hashem, we should at least begin the ability of knowing what the basic halachas are of what's chayiv in mezuzah, what's not chayiv in mezuzah, what's a chumrah, what's me'ikar hadin, which way the mezuzah should go. Okay, so let's begin. We always begin with a pasuk in Chumash. Chumash. So you're all familiar with this pasuk. You say it every day, twice a day. Uchsaftam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. So the point of this shiur is just to learn this one pasuk. If we'll know pshat in this one pasuk with all its ramifications, we'll be able to deal with the old mezuzah shailas, the contemporary mezuzah shailas, and all the things that are relevant. So the first thing I'd like to discuss is what does the word beisecha mean? Beisecha, what is the word bais? Because the chiyuv and mezuzah is only when there's a bais. So what does the word bais mean? What is the halachic definition? You cannot use colloquial definitions of bais. Bais means a house. There used to be a minhug that the Ramah quotes that people would just put a mezuzah on their front door. And the Mariel and the Tshuva tries to be Malamed Chus. Where does this come from? But let's first define what the word bias means. If we define that, then we'll have a beginning. The Gemara in Sukkah on page 2, and the Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us the following. And if you can keep one finger in the back, in the article, so we'll see the correlations.
Man tana l'ha de tana rabbanim, bayis she'em bo arba amos al arba amos potter min hamezuzah. Min hamaka, feidu b'tamei min egoim.
There are several areas in halacha that halacha requires a bayis. One area is mezuzah. One area is maka. One area is saras. There's a saras of the bayis. So you need a bayis. So what is a bayis? So the Torah tells us, the Gemara here tells us, definition of a bayis is an area enclosed, an area that is dalet amos by dalet amos. That is the definition of a bayis. An area enclosed, dalet amos by dalet amos. Now, the discussion in contemporary poskim of how do you define an amma, its relevance for how large your palace cotton should be, and other areas in halacha. So if you look here on page 42, we quoted the two opinions of Rav Chaim Noeh and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Chaim Noeh's opinion is 6 feet and 3.6 inches by 6 feet and 3.0 inches. And Rav Moshe, let's work with the Shvil Hazav, Rav Moshe's opinion, which is 7 feet and 3 inches. 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. So if the room, so the definition of a bayis is any area 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. So therefore, if the area is not 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches, is not a bayis. And therefore, hence, the halacha is that bayis, this room is called a bayis. Even though we wouldn't call it in modern Hebrew, we wouldn't call this a bayis, we call it a cheder, right? We call it a room in English, and room in English, in modern Hebrew, we call it a cheder. But the Torah says, this is a bayis b'fnei atzma. And that room, that's a bayis b'fnei atzma. So every room has the status of a bayis because it has the shear of dalet amos by dalet amos. And if it would be less than that, then al pi pashtus, it would not be a bayis. And if it would not be a bayis, it would be potter min hamezuzah at first glance. Okay? So that's the first basic thing that you always have to look for when you're seeing, do I have to put up a mezuzah here or don't I have to put a mezuzah here? Is the room dalet al dalet, or is it not dalet al dalet? Is it 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches, or it's not? That's the first question that you always have to ask yourself. Oh, what's the second question you have to ask yourself? So the second question is the following. What do we mean? Very often, you have a room that could be 8 amos by 2 amos, meaning it's not a square dalet amos by... This room is a nice room. It can fit many people. It's dalet amos al dalet amos. L'chol hadeyas, even Chazanish shir, which is bigger than Rav Moshe shir. It's dalet amos al dalet amos. But very often, especially you have the apartments here, there are a lot of rooms that are not dalet amos al dalet amos, but they could be what? They could be very narrow, but long. So what's lacking in the width will be made up in the length. And that's a question. What is the status of dalet amos on dalet amos? Does dalet amos on dalet amos mean that has to be 4 by 4? What about 8 by 2? Is that also included in this chiyuv min haTorah of putting up a mezuzah or not? Yes.
Seem to be using the working definition of Rav Moshe's shear, but even according to that, if that's going to be your working definition, you have to start being Choshesh once you hit...
In other words, once you hit Rav Chaim Noah, maybe you should be Choshesh as well. I was just using Rav Moshe's shear because every time I'm going to give an example here, I'm not going to tell you, okay, you know, three different shiurim, so I took the Shvil Hazav. But you're right. You're right. There's Rav Chaim Noah says 6 feet and 3.6 inches is already higher. And the Chazon Ish says it's 7 feet by 7.2 inches. So I took the middle of the road. But you're right. You're right. Well, you made a very interesting point. And I would say the following, that we, as we learn, we're going to see that certain areas are chayiv mezuzim in HaTorah, and certain areas are only chayiv midrabanan. So certainly the areas that there's a chiyuv min haTorah, then there's much of a svara to say that one should be choshesh for the minimum shita of Rav Chaim Noah, and if it's even the smaller shita already, one should be choshesh to put up a mezuzah if it's 6 feet by and 3.6 inches by 6 feet and 3.6 inches. Yes.
Another feature of bias besides dimensions,
which is nira. Right. There's going to be other features.
Room would not require a mezuzah.
Excuse me?
This room would not require a mezuzah, but not a dira.
Right. In other words, this room, so people, I'm sure people eat in this room. People will probably sleep in this room too. but you're right. It's not the same type of dira as a home. But if there is hishtamshus, and we'll have to see what level of hishtamshus do you need in order to be called, in order for it to be called a dira. Okay, but that's certainly very significant as well. Okay, so now the question that we're dealing with is it 4x4? What about 8x2? And this is very, very significant, because a lot of, say, all the apartments here in the kitchens, I've yet to see a kitchen here that's 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. I've yet to see it in the scenic Washington Heights community. I've yet to see such a kitchen. Maybe there, I'm sure there might be, but not. I haven't seen it yet. So I don't know if they're even 8x2, but that may be. So the Rush on page 3 says the following. Garcin and the Sukkah, Tanarabon and Vaishain, Barba Amos, Al Arba Amos, Potum and Azuzum and Amake. Apple Tisha Bechola Swarm Ink Siv Kane, Al Vaishain, Bo Arba Amos, Rav Alphus Garsha, Abo Arba Amos, Al Arba Amos. The Mistaber, the Lochozi, with Dira Beinion Acher. That the Rush says if it's not Dalad by Dalad, then there's no Chiyuv. 8x2 is not good enough. 4x4. If it's not 4x4, 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches, or the other sheet is when they're relevant, there is no Chiyuv mezuzah. It says the Rush with the low emotion cost of Harambam. He says, but the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam sheet is that even 8x2 is chayiv. Shim haya orko yosa al rochvo ho al v'yeshlo arba amos chayiv mezuzah. He says below kamosha kosav haRambam. So the Rush makes it into a machlokus between himself and the Rambam whether it's 4x4 dafka like the Rush or even 8x2. An amma by 20.
Same thing.
Half an amma
by
20. Half an amma by 20. You're pushing me. Right. In other words, there's going to be a point where you're going to tell me, a millimeter by.
The space in your wall is not.
Yeah, that's not going to do it. Right? Right, it has to be 16 square feet. Right. 16 square feet. In other words, so the Rush claims that it's a machlokas between himself and the Rambam, whether 4x4 means dafka 4x4 or even 8x2 to be chayiv in mezuzah. Where is this Rambam, this mystical Rambam? So the Rambam appears on page 4. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Bayis She'ein Lo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Potter Min HaMezuzah. Right? You need Dalan V'yim Yeshbo K'dei L'Rabbeya Arba Amos Al Arba Amos V'Shoveh
Afal pishu ogol obal chamesh tzavias ein tzarech lom shemei orko yosa ol rafo kol yish bolu rabe arba armas alba armas chayiv mezuzah. So he writes here, even if yesh bo kedei l'rabeya. L'rabeya means if it has square area. Now, if you look at this Rambam, honestly, as the Taz did, and we'll see shortly, and as the Chazon Ish did, lo du bim v'lo yar, l'hadam, not true. The Rambam never said such a thing. All the Rambam says over here is if you have a circular room, so the question is, how much does the circular room have to be? It has to be the amount that you can inscribe a square of Dala Amos by Dala Amos in that circular room. But nowhere does the Rambam say what they quote him to say, that 8 by 2. That's not what he says. L'rabeya just means that it's circular. It's circular, so you have to be able to inscribe a square. But that doesn't mean that if you have a long room that's narrow, that meets the criterion. Well, right. So that
could be a big rectangle.
A big rectangle. But doesn't mean 8 by 2.
What?
In other words, it doesn't have to be the amount that you can put a square, even if it's an elongated circle, right, that you could put a rectangle that's 5 by 8. That's also. A 4x4, both in the width and in the length within that. Right. So in other words, if you have like this, so you have to be able to inscribe this 4x4. And even if you have it like this, it also has to be at least. at least four by four. So the Rush. So we're going to see. So in Shulchan Aruch, look, they quote. On page 5, Vayi she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos potter. In Sif Yud Gimel, on page 5. Vayishayim bar b'armas al b'armas potter, v'imishmo k'dein l'rabeya, dal armas al dal armas b'shoveh, afal pisha orko yosol rochvo, is chayiv. And then the Shach says, v'das harosh, she'enu chayiv, elke meruba ar b'armas al armas. So the Shach is claiming like the Rosh, that there's this machlokus between the Rambam and the Rosh. That the Rosh says you need davka dalal al dalal, and the Rambam says what? You need 8 by 2. So comes the Taz and Hilchos Sukkah on page 6. And he says they all missed the boat. The Rush missed the boat, and the Shach missed the boat, and they all missed the boat. They misrepresented the Rambam. Look what he says. Kimihasi harbe al ksus einayim. The covering up of the eyes. Shereisim rabba seidu bezeh. How did they understand that? They misread the Rambam. It's not true. And you got to realize this is a major, major issue. This is a major issue because a lot of the rooms and the apartments, they're not dalet al dalet. There might be 8 by 2. There might be a long kitchen with a narrow thing, but they're not dalet al dalet. So the Shach says, it's a machlokas aposkim, so put it up without a bracha. But the Taz says, and the Chazon Ish says the Taz is right. The Chazon Ish, who's the big Pashtun, who always tells you what the real pshat is, says that the Taz is right. There's no such Rambam. It's no machlokas. Everyone agrees that it has to be dalet al dalet. And if it's not dalet al dalet, then
you're potter min hamezuzah. Okay. Now, there are two points that we still have to clarify.
Can I just ask on this particular issue?
Yeah.
Would the Chazal just say that Masechet we should still follow the Shulchan Aruch?
No, the Chazal says that it's all wrong. It's a mistake.
What, the Maran got it wrong, or?
I don't want to start up with Yerushalayim. Yeah, he says Maran got it, and Tas says Maran got it wrong. You don't have your stroke again. Right. Yeah, I mean, you have to check in the Beis Yosef. I think the Google of Beis Yosef, I think he is assuming that it's, you have to check. But the Shach definitely is saying it's a machlokas.
So the Chazanish would not put up a mezuzah at all on a room that's not Dalad Amis by Dalad Amis. See what, even without a bracha.
Right, we're going to see that there are going to be a couple of exceptions. Okay? But, so hold for a second. But that's, the way we're presenting it now is if you need dalet al dalet, and dalet al dalet means, according to Rav Moshe, 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. If you don't have it, so then what? So then it's potter. And 8 by 2, the Shach claimed it's a machlokas, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rosh claimed it's a machlokas, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Taz says that they all got it wrong. Susenayim, they're blinded. Blindfolds. They all got it wrong. Ooh. That's a big. Now, there's a world famous Rabbi Kivager. A world famous Rabbi Kivager. And there's a world famous Chamudei Daniel. Okay? So you have to know the world famous Rabbi Kivager and the world famous Chamudei Daniel on page 5. So look on page 5. Second line, Rabbi Kivega, Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos Potter. The Hainu the Mitzar Atzmuso Potter Mimizuzo. Aval B'Chedesh Shalatnei Mechedesh Yotzim Mecheder Godol Lecheder HaKamarachi HaPesach Uchay B'Mizuzo Mitzar HaGodol Shiyotzim Meredar Pesach Lecheder Kotten. Let me explain what Rabbi Kivega supposedly is saying. He says like this. Okay, you have your kitchen. Like I know Rabbi Willig has in Riverdale, in his kitchen, it's a narrow kitchen. It's not Dalet al Dalet. I don't know if it's 8 by 2 even, but it's not Dalet al Dalet. So make believe for a second this room is not Dalet al Dalet. If you can imagine that for a second. Okay? So what's the din? Potter min mezuzah, right? We learned. It's not a bias. Definition of bias is Dalet al Dalet. So says Rabbi Kivager, so you don't put a mezuzah. But says Rabbi Kivager, you don't put up a mezuzah over here. But put a mezuzah over here going into this room, which is Dalet al Dalet. Because granted that this room is potter from mezuzah because it's not Dalet al Dalet. But now walking from this room into the adjacent room is what? Is good. The other room is chayiv. So normally, the halakha is, we'll discuss which way you put it. You put it on the right side going into this room, but this room is not chayiv. So we view this room as like we're outdoors. So this room is commander laser. So therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, put it going in to the adjacent room, which has Dalet al Dalet. This is very relevant. This is very relevant for the shaila of walk-in closets. Okay? Walk-in closets. The halacha is that if you have a closet, there are two types of closets you can have. Big closets and small closets. In other words, normally a lot of closets, you stay outside of the closet and you just put your hands in the closet and you get the you get the coats out, whatever you have in there, right? But you don't walk into the closet, you just, your hands go in. So those closets are putter legamre, because you don't walk into the closet. You just put your hands in. So those have no shiloh. But what if you have a walk-in closet in the room? So very often, the walk-in closet is a walk-in closet. You walk in with your body, you walk in, but it's not dalet al dalet, probably according to any standard. But then, it's right adjacent to a room, which is a big room. So Rabbi Kivega says, granted, you're not going to put a mezuzah where? Going into the closet, on the right side, going into the closet, but put a mezuzah on the right side, going from the closet back into the room. That is Rabbi Kivega. Oh, this is the world famous Rabbi Kivega. So I tell you, Rabosei, my opinion of the poskim on this issue is that this Rabbi Kivega is a chumra ba'alma. This Rabbi Kivega is a chumra ba'alma. And especially if you're renting an apartment here in Washington Heights, which renting we're going to see is probably only the Rabbanim, I would, unless you're very affluent and you have a lot of extra money, so you want to follow this Rabbi Kivega Tovo Lecha Bracha. But Meikir Hadin, the halacha is not like Rabbi Kivega Pashas. Why? Because the definition of going in is the first time in. Backtracking is not going in. Whereas when I go in, let me ask you a simple question. This mezuzah is on the right side going into this room. But so how come there's not another mezuzah here on the right side going into this room? It's also going in. I'm going from this room into the whole room. That's not called going in. Going in is on the first shot. You know, you're coming from the outside, you're going in into the building, further in. So you put it on the right side, going in. Then when you're backtracking, that doesn't count. The backtracking doesn't count. So therefore, you have one shot. If you're going into the closet and the closet doesn't make it, so then what? So then it's putter. You don't say, now that let's backtrack and one of the famous kashas on Rabbi Kivega, there might be a teretz, is so according to Rabbi Kivega, did Rabbi Kivega put a mezuzah on his bathroom going the other way? Because according to the bathroom, we know is potter because it's not shul kavod. So bathroom is potter. So why don't you say, okay, granted, the bathroom is potter. That's only going into the bathroom. But, okay, the bathroom is potter even if it's a big bathroom. But it's still potter. So but why don't you say now there should be a chiyuv to put it on the right side going out of the bathroom into the adjacent room? So lo shamanu v'lo re'inu dover kazeh. So the pashtus is that this Rabbi Kivega is a chumra ba'alma. So again, those that have money to spend, and I would, again, if you have a house of your own, you're buying it. So even then, I would still tell you, Meikir Adin, not like Rabbi Kivega. But especially if you're only renting, you went renting one of these apartments here, and you might have a walk-in closet or two, I don't see the need that necessarily, unless you're sufficiently affluent and whatever, and you're able to do it, I wouldn't see this the top priority chumrah for you to have to follow this Rabbi Kivega, because Pashas is not like this Rabbi Kivega. Yeah.
If a house is built in such a way that there was a bathroom, and beyond the bathroom, there were two entrances to the bathroom, beyond the bathroom there was a room. The only entrance to the room is through the bathroom. Would that room then be chayav mezuzah? You put a mezuzah on the outside of the bathroom, on the entrance to that room?
If
the only entrance to the room is through the bathroom.
Right, in other words, you're penetrating the house, going... So, but Pashas, yeah?
But the outside of the bathroom.
Outside of the bathroom. I mean, I've never seen such a thing, but... Are you... maybe one side, I don't know, but... yeah, okay.
See, where would you put the mezuzah?
On the right side, going to the next room. Outside of the bathroom, yeah.
What about a shul, also? If the only entrance to the shul building is through the...
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get to shuls. We'll get to shuls. We'll get so.
How about a washroom?
Yeah, okay. Well, give me one more second. Let me tell you one more thing.
However, there's one exception that you have to realize. Take a look now in the Piskei Tshuva on page 5. Look on Piskei Tshuva, Siv Kotten Yud Aleph. This is a very important point. This Piskei Tshuva. The Sefer Chamudei Daniya. What's Chof Yud, Rabosai? Savyad, right. In other words, this Sefer, Chamudei Daniel, on Hilchos Mezuzah, was never printed. I tried, I looked for it. Believe me. Can't find it. It's the Piskei Tshuva had a written manuscript from the Chamudei Daniel. Ksav Yad from the Chamudei Daniel. We do have Chamudei Daniel on Basar B'cholov and other things. We do have parts of Chamudei Daniel. But the Chamudei Daniel on Hilchos Mezuzah, even the Piskei Tshuva says, Chof Yud, Ksav Yad. That means it wasn't printed. He had it from a written manuscript. Near a dafke beis dira tzurich dafke sheidalad al dalad al beis shar umerpeses vegina afil leisbu dalad al chayovim.
He says like this. He's going to say a couple of things. That what if the whole purpose of the room is just a passageway to another room? It's like a hallway, a narrow hallway going into another room. So that's called a beis shar. A beis shar. In other words, you don't use this room for itself. You use this room only as a passageway to another room. And very often, the passageway is not dalet al dalet, according to the real dalet al dalet. It's not even according dalet al dalet according to the 8x2s. Whatever it is, it's not dalet al dalet. Nonetheless, says the Chamudei Daniel and the Rishonim that support this idea, that the requirement of Dalet al Dalet is only a room that's used for the room itself. Because then, if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it's really not user-friendly. It's not big enough to use. But if it's only a passageway, so then even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it's still Chayev in Mezuzah. So even if it's 8x2, it's going to be Chayev. Not because 8x2 is Dalet al Dalet. No, the Taz is right. You need dalet al dalet. It's because this hallway is chayiv in mezuzah, not because 8x2 is dalet al dalet. 8x2 is not dalet al dalet. But beis shar is chayiv even if it's not dalet al dalet. That's because it's a passageway. And that's very often, you'll come into an apartment and there'll be a narrow passageway. So then you'll still put on a mezuzah on the front door of the apartment because you're going into a beis shar. And the beis shar is chayiv even if it's not dalet al dalet. Again, not because 8x2 is dalet by dalet. No! Let's say the Taz is right, the Chazanish is right. But beis shar doesn't require to be dalet al dalet. So that's a very important point. That's a very important point. So when we can. And then he says another thing. For od nirav mishi yesh lo bayis godol v'yesh lo chador tanim laniach sham chafotzim dechayiv mezuzah. So then he says another point, that if you have a walk-in closet, and you should put a mezuzah on that walk-in closet, going into the walk-in closet, even if it's not dalet al dalet, because dalet al dalet is only a requirement because you use the area. If you have a kitchen area, and it's, if you have an area that you're going to use, not for yourself, you as a human being is going to use that. It's not dalet al dalet. It's not going to be user friendly, so it's not a bais. But if you're only using it to put to store the food there, or to store the clothing there, or to store that, so then what? You should put a mezuzah going into the walk-in closet. So this part of the Chamudei Daniel is the opposite of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says if you have a walk-in closet, you put a mezuzah on the right side going into the bigger room. The Chamudei Daniel says if you have a walk-in closet, put it on the right side going into the walk-in closet. There are two parts to this Chamudei Daniel. One is that hallways and passageways are chayiv even if they're not dalet al dalet. And then he's saying that storage places, since they serve their function, even not being dalet al dalet, they're also chayiv.
So put it in on the right side going into the storage way. So then you have to decide, are you a Chamudei Daniel Jew or are you a Rabbi Kiveger Jew? So I would tell you that Me'ikir Adin, there's no Chiev at all. Hashtus is not like Rabbi Kiveger and not like Chamudei Daniel. Both things are Chumras. So if you want to be Machmir, so then you have to decide which Chumra do you want to do. Do you want to do Rabbi Kiveger or do you want to do Chamudei Daniel? I personally am more of a Chamudei Daniel type of Jew. Because the Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm very upset with. This idea, because to me, backtracking is never chayiv. So this idea that you chayiv and backtracking, to me, is very mechudish. To say like Rabbi Kiva Eger, to say like the second part of the Chamudei Daniel, so that I could hear much, much more readily. Because Dalet al Dalet is a question of function. So if the function is to store things, so even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it could still serve that function. But Bapashtus is Me'ikar Adin, even that's not true Me'ikar Adin. Because if Torah gave us a din bias, and that was the shear, so Kach Nitna Halacha. And that they said that that's the shear of Dalet al Dalet. That's the normal way. So Bapashtus is, if you have a walk-in closet, you're not chayiv at all. And the pashas is, if you have one of those kitchens that's not dalet al dalet, then even if it's 8x2, but pashas is 8x2, is not dalet al dalet, then you don't have a chiv whatsoever. But if you want to be machmir, so tovo alecha bracha, so then you decide whether you want to be machmir like Rabbi Kiveger, like Rabbi Willing, he has a small kitchen, so he's machmir like Rabbi Kiveger, and he puts the mezuzah on the right side going into the adjacent room, which is bigger. Or you want to be machmer like the Chamudei Daniel, but Me'ikar Adin, I feel that both of them are a chumra, but the first part of the Chamudei Daniel, that has much more basis in Rishonim, that a narrow passageway is chayiv, even al-dalet al-dalet, that I think should be taken much more seriously. You have a passage, like you walk into an apartment, then there's a narrow passageway.
But then if that passage leads directly into the room, so that means that that's what
you're going to So then you're going to put another mezuzah at the
side.
No, when you get to the next room, you'll put another mezuzah. When you go into the front door, you're going to put a mezuzah, that leads into the narrow passageway. And we said the narrow passageway, even though it's not dalet al dalet, it's higher. Now you're going to keep walking further into the apartment. Then you're going to hit another room. So then you're going to put another mezuzah going into that room. It's connected to the first mezuzah is the main door connected to the passageway. That's the room called the passageway. It's the whole room. At the very beginning, when you walk in, that's the outside mezuzah. Like a lot of times, people come into even a big house that has a very small vestibule. Now that small vestibule is not dalet al dalet. So why do you have a mezuzah on your front door? Who wouldn't have a mezuzah on your front door? You know, even front door. A lot of times you can tell me the front door is butter because it's not dalet al dalet. It comes into a room that's not dalet al dalet. The answer is, but that room that's not that little vestibule has a din of Beis Shaar. That's what the Chamudei Daniel tells us, that something that's a Beis Shaar, since its function is not for the use of its own area, it's just a passageway, passageways are not bound by the halacha of dalet al dalet. That's what he tells us.
Philip.
Not Harav, that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Question of, you mentioned here the word mirpeset. Some apartments have a terrace that goes out.
A terrace is a whole other shaila on page whatever. We'll get to it. Okay, there's a whole discussion of Hilchos terraces. Okay. Hilchos mepesis. So, yes?
If a front door leads to a small vestibule,
yeah, so I would say rather make a bracha on something that's chayav lekulei alma, on the room that's mamish opened up to a
to a room that's mamish dalad al dalad berevach. Then I think that you could be somech, you know, there's what to be somech that you could probably make a, you know, a bracha on it. In other words, if you have a non-storage area, that's not... Right, it's not a passageway, and it's not a place for chafotzim, it's just a small kitchen, so that wouldn't need a mezuzah.
A small bedroom.
A small bedroom, right.
So the issue is having a room that has a specific function. And if you're using that, why would something take it as a storage place? A room has a function that's meant to...
Right, the Rashash and Sukkah says it's all toloy on whether it's serving its function or not, but then... And make, that's Ami's question. I asked this question years ago. I asked it to Rabbi Konigsberg. I said to Rabbi Konigsberg, according to the Chamud of Daniel, so then you mevatel the whole din of dalal al dalal. So what? Like he said or I said, I forget already. So maybe only if you're having, you have a small room and you want to make it into a gym and it's not mistaber. So that, you know.
So it's specifically storage space?
That's why I think the whole thing is a chumrah, because it's a, and someone told me, you know, it's hard to know what the Chamud Daniel real said was. We don't really have the Chamud Daniel, we just have this citation from the Ksav Yad, and it's you know, it's a little yeah.
Would there be a would there be a problem if you put on a mezuzah where it's not time, is there a problem with baltos? Is that something that you get to later? Or, and if there isn't a problem with baltosit, if you want to be yotzeh with both chumras, you put the mezuzah on both sides to be yotzeh with the mudei niel on one and the Rebbe Baker on the other. Then there. Where does baltosit come in?
Yeah, no, there's no baltosit if you put a mezuzah on both sides going to the opposite direction. But that's just mishuna. We don't do strange. Yeah, but still, we don't do strange things.
But you're saying that there would be no din of baltosit there?
No, because Mamad of Shav, one mezuzah is possible.
One is not necessary.
Yeah. Might be baltosit for two mezuzahs on one, on the same post.
Right, but on either side.
Yeah.
If somebody was really lacking funds and they just had this little hallway going into a very small apartment, you would tell them to put it onto the into the room, into just the apartment, and leave their front door mezuzahs?
Yeah, I mean, that also looks strange.
Some people would just
really, if they're really, really... But I don't know, I'd lend him the money. Okay, let's move on a little bit here. Okay, on page 5, we have another halakha. And that says, Sukkas achad b'chag, v'abayi shebesfina v'chanuya shebeshvokim p'turim. That a sukkah on Sukkas is potter from the mezuzah, and the rooms in the ship are potter from mezuzah, v'chanuyos, and the stores are also potter. So why are chanuyos potter? So the Taz says, the lav diros ninu nirali afilim yoshim b'hem b'chol yom p'turim d'keim in de'enam sham b'layla. Mikri arai. In other words, one of the chiyuvim for mezuzah is you have to have diros keva there. Besides the fact that it was for it to be a bias, it's not enough that it has the shear of dalet al dalet, has to be a diros keva. So memela, the stores, since the stores only open from 9 to 5, and you're not there most of the night, that's not called
Keva. Oh. So that's how the Taz learns. But the Pashtus is not like the Taz. The Pashtus is, and the Prisha says this, another post can say this, that the Pshat is like this, that a store would be chayiv in mezuzah, an office would be chayiv in mezuzah. Even if you're not there at night, you're there during the day for many hours, that's called a dira as well. So what is this Sif and Shulchan Aruch talking about? It's talking about makeshift constructs. Like they used to have a country fair. So everyone would put up their shack with their, with their various items that they want to sell, and it would be like a little store, and they would take it down in a week. So even though it might be dalad al dalad, but it's makeshift. So since it's makeshift, it's not kavua, just like the sukkah case. It's only for a week. So therefore, it's not a construct that's there derech haroi. So since it's a construct that's there derech haroi, it's pater min ha mezuzah. But the office that you have on Fifth Avenue or whatever, or wherever you have it, that's not a makeshift construct. That's a very permanent construct. So if that's a very permanent construct, that would be chayiv. Yes. No, because Rabbi Yehuda says that sukkah is diras keva, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that sukkah's chag b'chag is chayiv, because since there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, that makes it keva. And we hold sukkahs are, but everyone, it was the same hut. Rabbi Yehuda would say that you put up for a week other than sukkahs, Rabbi Yehuda would pater. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that sukkahs chag b'chag, since Rabbi Yehuda's shita is sukkah diras keva be'inan, he says chayiv mezuzah. We hold that even sukkahs chag b'chag is pater. But the highlight is to teach you even sukkahs chag b'chag is pater, to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says sukkahs chag b'chag is chayiv, because of the mitzvah makes it keva. That's how it's explained. Yes. Yeah, I mean, according to the Prisha's way, it might be some temporary thing that you build in the boat. Yeah?
They created the fire between that office. Who owns the office? Where is that something?
Yeah, well, we're going to see about, if a guy owns it, or you're just, okay, that will wait till we see the dinim of Skiris, okay? And, yeah, so it has to... Yeah, it has to be at least 10 tefachim high, or else, right? If you have something dollar a dollar, that the roof is, then that's not chazi udira. Then, just like by sukkah, we have a din that if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's possible. Okay, on page 7. Yes.
If you have a shack or a hut that is not permanent nature, permanent quality, but people do sleep in there. I mean, we see sometimes people sleep in makeshift places. So, would there be a nafmina here between the Taz and another post, because they sleep there at night, so it's not like these kanuyos that you only use during the day. So they sleep there at night, but the quality of the gira is of a temporary. I mean, it could last for weeks and months, but ultimately it's going to get knocked down. Would that be fine in the system?
So what is it exactly?
It's like a makeshift dira.
Yeah, so makeshift dira is a potter. Makeshift dira.
You're sleeping in it. So according to the Taz, wouldn't
yeah, but I don't know. This Taz, I don't think is meeker hadin so much as Taz. The Pashas is, it's because makeshift versus non-makeshift.
And not whether you sleep in it or not.
Yeah. Okay. The Rosh on page 7, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But a sukkah that's up all year, like 10 Shabbos.
I don't have to think about it. the Rosh on page 7 on the bottom says, Beis Tevin, Beis Bokor, Beis Eitzim, Va'otzos, Shanoshim, Roktos, Behen, Turim, and Amazuzah, Astam, Chayovim. Storage places. So the Rosh says that storage places are Chayiv and Mezuzah. That if you have a storage place, that's Chayiv and Mezuzah. It's just if the women used to bathe there, so then it's like a bathroom, then it'll be potter. But if it just uses a storage place, even though you yourself don't really use it for your own self as a person, you just use it for a storage, that would be chayiv. Udelo kemo shekosef haRambam, the dafke shanoshim is kashtos behem. The Rambam sheet is that storage places are potter. The only time that a storage place is chayiv is if the women use it to put their makeup on or things like that. So there's a use of a human being there. But just if it's only for storage, then it would be potter. Now this is very relevant for a mezuzah on a garage. Because a garage is perhaps like a storage place. Perhaps, yes. Right. So the question is this din of storage that the Rosh says is chayiv is only because it's tafil to your house? Is you're storing the wine and so it's like butfil to your house, so therefore it's chayiv, or is storage chayiv on its own right? Right? So that would be a nafkamina. Whether a garage, would you just keep your car there, is that chayiv in mezuzah or not? So in Shulchan Aruch on page 10, first on page 9 is the opinion of the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, where he says, Beis Tevin, Beis Poker, Beis Eitzim, Beis Otsos, Turim, and Mezuzah, they're potter, unless the women are using it. But in general, they're potter. And in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBokar, Chayonim, Bim HaNoshim, Rokzim, Zem, Ekeim, Shomdu, Shom HaRumah, Zem, Kovid, Vio, Shom HaZuzah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a Beis Otzar is Chayiv. So there are poskim that say, therefore, you should put a mezuzah on your garage, based on this halacha. Rav David Feinstein thought maybe you should put it without a bracha. It could be, there is a machlokas rishonim here, but it's interesting that here the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote the opinion of the Rambam. Only it quotes the opinion of the Rosh that it's chayiv. So if you want to make a bracha, there's definitely what to rely on. Somebody who wouldn't put it up in the garage maybe is using your svara, that it's only the Beis Otzar is only chayiv because it's tafil to the bayis, because you're keeping things in the Beis Otzar which you're going to use in your house. The Debrett Zina has a tshuva like that of sorts, but I think it is a recommended thing to put a mezuzah up on the garage based on this halacha of Beis Otzar, even though I can't totally disagree with your svara. That because I do have a gut that Beis Otzer might be similar to what you're saying, and therefore that wouldn't apply to a garage. But yeah. Which part of the Chamud Dineh?
The second.
Half, the
second. And then maybe that would make sense in terms of the first half as well, as to why
perhaps.
The room would be.
Perhaps. Garage that's right. Same thing. Okay, Moshe.
The whole business against the Chamud Dineh is only because it's a base oats or a base eight. And I'm not sure that if it was a smaller place, like wanted to see the bigger finish of a plaza.
Well, a whole
say that's called. I agree with you. I think the Chamud de Daniel is also a Chumra Baalm. That's not the Pashtus Hadin. Maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah.
We're going to go back to the business office. Say you have, the entrance from the house, and you have the entrance from the car room.
Okay. The whole discussion of where to put mezuzahs, we're going to get to probably next week. Okay. That requires its whole shiur on what the rules are. Josh? Okay. We'll get to that. Not necessarily. If it could be attached and you just put your car there, so that. If you're going in from the door, okay, then yeah. Could be right. Yeah. Jacob.
Yeah. Would Winnebago require?
Who?
Winnebago.
What's
that?
Mobile
home.
What? A mobile home. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about our rye more. Wait. Yeah, I understand. It's movable. Okay, I hear. Yeah, Ellie?
They're trying to put up a permanent strip. They're trying to separate. A lot of times when they put up the settlements, so they mean for it to be permanent, but the fact is that it's probably going to get taken down. So
guess it depends on the situation. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch on page 10 writes, Siv Gimel. That a base Knesses, im yesh bo dira l'shumadim chayiv mezuzah. Normally, a base Knesses is potter min a mezuzah. Why is a base Knesses potter min a mezuzah? Because it's not l'dir. And the fact that you use it, you daven there, that's not dira. That's not dira. Only if there's someone who actually lives there. Now, when we say base knesses part of mezuzah, we're talking about the room. We don't mean every room in the whole shul. We mean the sanctuary room. That's has the din of base knesses, and that is potter min hamezuzah. However, if you look on page 16, on Sif Yud, Beis HaMedrash Potter Me HaMezuzah, Vim Yesh Bo Pesach Sherov Yalotzeis Bo LeBeis HaChayiv HaMezuzah, V'Yesh Omrim SheBeis Medrash Chayiv HaMezuzah, V'Nochon Lochush LeDivreyim. That a Beis Medrash, there's an opinion that you are Chayiv HaMezuzah. Now, what's the difference between a base Knesset and a base Medrash? So says the Shach on page 16, Sifkot and Yutes. Lo domi le base Knesset leel teinu chayiv mezuzah elo kein yesh bo base dira the base Medrash kevin sha talmidim yoshvim bo me aboker van erev do meladira. Now we have to get rid of a misconception. In the modern day shuls. They have the room, the Shabbos davening room, they call that the shul. And then they have a weekday davening room, where they call it the Beis Medrash. Right? So that has no halachic bearing whatsoever. That's just, I don't know what it is. That's just a way of defining two different rooms. Beis Medrash means a place where people are sitting and learning most of the day. So the Shach says that a Beis Medrash, there's an opinion that's chayiv in mezuzah, since people are there the whole day learning, that's do meladira. But you don't say the room in the shul, what they call the Beis Medrash, because you daven there during the weekday and they have the you know, the Minchah Ma'ariv minyan there, that even though they call it the Beis Medrash, that does not have a status of, that's not the Beis Medrash that's being talked about here. And the Beis Medrash that's chayiv in mezuzah is dafka, the Beis Medrash that, that people are sitting there, Yom and Balayla learning. Take a look on page 14, the famous story. On page 14. V'chein Beis Medrasho Shal Marami Rutenberg Zal. Hayabo Mezuzah. There was a mezuzah. V'omach Shea Yoshin Shein Asarayim V'Beis HaMedrash Hayah Ruach Ro'ah Mevaaso HaShetikin Mezuzah B'Pesach. That originally Marami Rutenberg was in his Beis Medrash the whole day learning, and then he would take a little nap in the afternoon in his Beis Medrash, and the Ruchas Ra'os used to interfere with him. And then he finally put a mezuzah there, and everything was okay. So, so a Beis Medrash, again, of that type, where someone is learning there the whole day, that should require a mezuzah. Yes.
That sleeping dafka was necessary as opposed to
So it's good that fellows fall asleep in the shir. No, I don't think so. I think if everyone would stay up, the Beis Medrash wouldn't become more of a Beis Medrash because some people need to take an afternoon nap cap in the Beis Medrash.
What? People not slept there.
Yeah, I don't think even in those Batei Medrash people slept there the whole night. I think they just learned there and then they went home and slept. And I can imagine there was some Batei Medrash that people didn't take afternoon siestas there.
Is there any consideration
given
to members of people who are
how many people have to be sitting and learning there the whole day? It's hard to define that. I think as long as there's some people there, it would be okay.
Is there also eating in the Beis Medrash, would that be considered also a kind of a dira? In some of these places that they call Beis Medrash, where they daven in the morning, they also use that to eat. So wouldn't that give that a sense of a dira as well?
Even if they have schnapps and herring on the York site?
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to? I don't know if that does it.
Or kiddish, sometimes they're kiddish.
The schnapps and the York site and the kiddish and the herring, I don't think that's going to do the trick. It's the people learning there the whole day that makes it into the deer. The fact that if someone's yahrzeit, they're going to have some kichel there and orange juice, I don't think that's not going to make it a deer. To have to eat there because they don't have Atal Torah to leave. But I don't think it's because that they were doing that made it into the deer. In other words, they have a right to do it because they shouldn't have to move Atal
Torah.
Yeah, the Maram Rutenberg had a perfect, he was there the whole day. He was a big master. And okay. Now, there's one more. Okay, so what did we say about... So far, all the shir, we're talking about one word in the Torah. Beisecha. Right? We said it has to be dalad al dalad. We discussed what's the din of 8x2. We discussed what's the din of a beishar. What's the din of a walk-in closet. Right? All these things are defining what that word beisecha means. But there's one more point of beisecha that we have to know.
Your pencil.
your house? Does it have to be your house? What if I'm renting? What if I'm renting? It's not Beisecha. It's not Shali. So what is the status then? Okay, let's look on page 17. So, look in Tosis on Mem Daled Amud Aleph. Afal Gav, the Mezuzah Chayiv HaSocher, Kedem HaSekosim, the Beisecha Lo Osa Lafuki Bayis Acherim, Ela Kederava De Omer Derech Biyoscha. So here, Tosis says that Beisecha is not coming to exclude, doesn't mean that it has to be yours. Because even if you rent something and it's not yours, the first day of Tosfos holds, Yochayev the mezuzah mi de oraisa. Mi de oraisa. Ah, it says Beisecha. Well, so what's the possessive? Beisecha. So Tosfos says that is for another halacha. That it has to be derech biyoscha. That the way to put up a mezuzah is on the right side, going into the room. That's what Beisecha means, Derech Biyoscha. But the fact that it has to be under your ownership, not true. That even if you rent, you're still Chayiv in the Mezuzah Min HaTorah. That's the first opinion in Tosis. The second opinion in Tosis, by the second arrow, says no. Miyu Yeshlomnar, the Mezuzah Nami Midrabonim, the Trei Beis Choksivi. That mezuzah, if it's not your house, you don't own it, it's only midrabanan. And you need Beisecha to teach me the halacha of Derech Biyoscha? It says Beisecha more than once in the Torah. So you have one Beisecha to teach me the din, it has to be on the right side as you're walking in. And then another time, it teaches me that it has to be yours. And if it's not yours, you're not chayiv in mezuzah min haTorah. There's a din that bayis chura is also chayiv. It's only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. So you have 2 days in Tosus whether the din that a bayis chura is chayiv in mezuzah is that midaraisa or is that only midrabanan? The pashtus of most poskim, the rehitas haposkim, is that a bayis chura is only midrabanan. So therefore, as I said, when it comes to being machmir for Rav Chaim Noah, so I would say if it's the house that you own, that it's a real din d'oraisa, and we'll have to still see next week what, you know, more criteria to make sure that it's a d'oraisa, then you want to be machmir for Rav Chaim Noah, I would say that's very admirable. But if it's already a bayis chura, which is only the rabbanim, so again, you want to be machmir for Rav Chaim Noah, tov olach abracha, But on the bayis schura, there's a lot of more. Once it's schura, it's much more kal. It's much more kal. It's only midrabanan, and that's the second day of Tosis, which most poskim pass the light. Oh, so what's the din of schura? So let's see the din on page 17. Tanya nami hachi hadar bepundiki be'eretz Yisrael. If you live in an inn. In Eretz Yisrael, Masocher Bais Bechutz La'aretz Kol Shloshim Yom Potter Min HaMezuzah Mikan Ve'Elach Chayav. That if you rent a house in Chutz La'aretz, you have a 30-day reprieval. You have a 30-day chance to put up the mezuzah, and you only have to put it up on day 31 in Chutz La'aretz. But a socher buys for Eretz Yisrael. But if you're renting in Eretz Yisrael, also mezuzah la'alter mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But if you do it in Eretz Yisrael, then you have to do it right away, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now let's just, what is this idea mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says, I didn't put a bracket there, but take a look on the top of
quarter of the way down on the right side. Mishum Yishuv Yisrael, the Akash Shekava Shuv Eino Notlo Tisham. Feel Yotzei Mimenu. Hilkach Bekoshi Yotzei Mimenu Mitnei Torah from Mezuzah Acheres.
See, there's a din which we'll discuss with Hashem next week. That when once you put up a mezuzah and then you leave and you sell it to someone else, you're not supposed to remove the mezuzahs. So, and a mezuzah then was an expensive thing. And we don't want you to move in Eretz Yisrael. We want Eretz Yisrael to be, settled. So therefore, we say that once you rent in Eretz Yisrael, you put up a mezuzah, you got to put it up right away. This will it'll keep you stationary. And it'll keep Eretz Yisrael settled. So you don't have the 30-day respite in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, you have the 30 days. Now let's understand, what's this idea of the 30 days? Why do you have a 30-day leniency in Chutz La'aretz? So in Eretz Yisrael, you really should have had it also. It's just this consideration of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So we say you have to put it up right away. But what's in Chutz La'aretz? So to understand what's the pshat in the 30-day halacha, so it's like this. If you hold that a bayis schur is daraisa, so then the pshat in the 30 days is that you need diras keva. And until you're there for 30 days, it's not a diras keva. So therefore, the first 30 days is still arai. After day 30, it's diras keva. Then there's an ikar hadin chiv in the mezuzah midaraisa. Because Pesecha doesn't come to exclude this. Pesecha means that Piyosko, so it's a Chiyav Dorais. Correct? Oh, but if you hold, like we assume, that it's only what? A Din Derabanan. So the whole Din is only a Din Derabanan. So the way many poskim explain, we'll see in the Avnei Nezer shortly, is the Pshat is like this. That it's like a maris. So really, Mikra Din, there was no chiv in the mezuzah. But if you're there 30 days, it looks like it's your house, because you were there. People are not going to realize it's skur. It looks like your house. So therefore, Chacham said, it's sort of like a maris ayin type of halacha. You have to put up a mezuzah after day 30. In other words, really, Mikra Din, there's no chiv if it's only skur. No chiyuv, it's only skura. So the mele, since there's no chiyuv, it's only skura. But the chacham said on day 31 already, it's mechzi mishalom. It looks like it's yours. So therefore, like sort of like a marisayim dika halacha, you have to put it up. But it's not mikir din anyway, because there's no real chiyuv. Because it has to be beisecha. It's only midrabanan. They said mishum marisayim, you should put it up. So it's only mishum marisayim. So it only looks like marisayim. If you're there so long, it looks like you own the house. Well, and that's why the Avnei Nezer writes on page 18 about the hospital shaila. Someone Nebuch is in the hospital, and he has a room in the hospital. For a couple of months, so does he have to put up a mezuzah? So first of all, he writes in Os Dalet on the left side. No one's renting the room. You're not really renting the room. You're just paying so that you could be in the hospital. They can change your room every day they want. So you're not really renting the room. So that's once. You can stop right here. You're not renting the room, so there's nothing to talk about. That's number one. And number two, he says that if the whole svara, in the second arrow on the left side, in the bottom, he makes sheyachshuvu shu shalom pshita dol shayeklal beis cholim. Shafil meyashalol im lo hayacholol lo yaveis cholim. No one's going to say it's mechzik shalom in the beis cholim. And if the whole idea is like a marasayim, it's mechzik shalom, no one's going to say that just because the person was in the hospital for over a month, that he owns the hospital, right? That's not. No one is going to have that sort of logic. So therefore, the halacha states, the Avnei Nezer states that since Meigir Adin, we pass in it's only the Rabbanon, and it's Marasayin type of halacha. So therefore, the halacha states that you wouldn't be chayiv in that thing. But as I said before, the Meigir Adin, we pass in like the second day of Tosis. That Beisecha comes to exclude
Torah says Beisecha means it has to be yours. Askur is Kaiv, that's only the Rabbanu. Mishum Arsai, that's not a real din maker a din. And that's shot in the 30-day thing, because up till 30 days, it's not Mechzik Shalom, and after 30 days, it is Mechzik Shalom.
Will you apply the same thought to a nursing home, or somebody generally might be a more long-term?
Yeah, so a nursing home, so by a nursing home, is it a skur of the room, or is it a
assisted living?
What, that you're living, they can't evict you from the...
Assisted living is one.
They can't evict you.
Don't have a mask.
It's your room.
No one's going to think you own the nursing home. Yeah, maybe like a... Yeah, it should be the same as far.
People
can
live in a nursing home for 5 years.
Right, but it's not Maxi Mishalo. So according to the Avnei Nezer Svara, it would be Potter also. If you want, you can put it up. It's a nice thing to put it up. But I'll take questions. Well, let me just. I want to make one more point, then I'll take questions. Because, and then the rest of the packet, Bez Hashem, we'll do next week, Bez Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch brings the din down on page 20 here. Hasocher bayis b'chutz la'aretz v'adar b'pundek b'eretz Yisrael potter mezuzah 30 yom. Hasocher bayis b'eretz Yisrael chayv mezuzah miyam mishum yishuv b'eretz Yisrael. Fine. So you have the 30 days. Rav Shach, on page 21 of the Avi Ezri, and he's not the only one to say this Kiddush. Avi Ezri is usually not a sefer of Halacha L'maisa. It's a sefer in the Rambam, but there's something that Rav Shecht always quotes this Avi Ezri, and he thinks it's true, halacha l'maisa, and other poskim have this idea as well. And he says, "Ach, mashiyesh li b'zeh mokum iyan, the bizmaneinu yesocher bayis me'akum mechuyev b'mezuzah tekef." Rav Shecht thinks that the whole 30-day dispensation doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Ta'adif socher bayis me'akum yesocher bayis Yisrael, and the idea that the whole idea was based on the idea of skiris lokanya, that because why is socher different? Because it's not beisecha, so you have all the cool. It's not beisecha, but that was only when there was skiris lokanya, meaning if you were socher something, you didn't have the rights. They could evict you if the owner's house burnt down. He could evict you, and you didn't have leases. We didn't have that idea. And you could be evicted. So Skiris was not Tanya. So Mamela, that's why you have this halacha that Skiris is different than ownership. But Bizman Azeh, the Rosh says, Perkamed Abaduzor, Atama Shanogi Mata Lahaskir Bais La'akum. Normally, there's halacha that if you have a house, you can't let the guy live in your house because he's not gonna. He might bring a avodah zarah into your house, and it says lo sovi soeva el beisecha. So, could you rent something? You can't rent your house to a guy either because it's still your house, and lo sovi soeva el beisecha. But the Rosh says, why is the minhag today that we rent houses to goyim? They might bring a Vodazorah in. But as the Rosh said, we're like Tosfos, Shasocher Bayis Midrais Pod Mezuzah Rak Darbonim. In Kain Shasocher Bayis Me'akum Shetaneim Avdinu Mikri Beisechem Noli Shapotu Tof Lamed. That in our day, Schiris is different than the Schiris that the Gemara was talking about when they could just evict you. In our Schiris, we have a lease, and you can't be evicted, and therefore, the Rav Shach writes this, and many other poskim write this as well. That Me'ikir Adin, you might not have this. Dispensation, the 30-day dispensation. So, but not everyone agrees. So I would say that if you have the mezuzahs there, certainly put them up right away, and you don't have to worry. You know, there's a whole shayla in the poskim. Could you bismana gemara when you have to put it on 31st? If you put it up early, maybe that's going to be a shayla of tasim and also because you put it up in a zman that wasn't mechuyev. And there's a whole discussion in the poskim what you should do. So certainly b'zman hazeh, you certainly could rely on this Rav Shach that it's not tasev elam min ha'osui, that you can put it up right away. And it's preferable if you have the mezuzahs right away, you should try to get them right away. And this is an admirable chumrah, that it's not be a chumrah. Rav Shach didn't think it was a chumrah. He thought it was, and Rav Shach, I don't think it's a chumrah. They think it's meikar adin, that it might not apply b'zman hazeh. So, but if you don't, somehow, you know, there's still a poskim that say you can rely on the 31 day. And then there's an opinion of the Nesivos that is quoted in the Derech Chaim Siddur that says that the din, that if you know already you're going to stay more than 30, this day of 30 is when you didn't realize you're going to be there for so long. But if you knew right away you're going to be there for more than 30 days, then you have to put it up right away with a bracha. So there is a lot of room to say that the heter should not apply b'zman hazeh of till day 31. So again, you should really try to do it right away. If for some reason you can't, so you can still rely on the poskim that say that the heter does apply. But okay, so today, Rabbosai, we covered one word, beisecha. We understand what beisecha is, what dalet al dalet is, what's the status of 8x2, what's a base knesses, what's a base medrash, what's a storage place, what's a place for a store, all these things, and what's schiras, what's the significance of beisecha, all this one word, beisecha. Next week, Be'ezer Hashem, and then I'll take a couple of questions, and then I will wish everyone a chasim and chasim atova. Next week, we'll have to finish. So we have to discuss what does the word bisharecha mean. You have to know what that word means. And also, what the key thing is that you have to learn, and that's very relevant, is how to decide which side you put up on the mezuzah. In other words, on one hand, there could always be going in from this direction, but going in is this way. But if you're walking from the other, how do you discuss which way you put it? So this room is easy because there's no dual ways here. There's only one way in. Only one way in. Right? No two ways in. One way in, one way out. So it's pretty posh, and we'll have to explain that. But a lot of times in your house, you have a dining room and a living room, and there are two ways to get into the house. And you can go in this way, go this way, go this way, that way. And then it becomes much more labor-dick and much more complicated. And then you have to know what the halacha is to define what the status is. Yes, Yaakov.
Yeah, let's say you go in and you can rent a condo or something.
So is it skiers that they can evict you? Or no? They can't evict you. It's yours, so you have to put a mezuzah on. And then, as we said, it could be you don't even have the heter of the 30-day heter.
I'm saying, you have to come in 2 weeks, you
should really say, well, if it's only for 2 weeks, then it wouldn't be a dearest keva. Here's Kevin. If you're only planning to be there for 2 weeks.
Over a month,
then Daniel?
Yeah. Let's say you own a building, you have an obligation to put it in that building, like rental property.
Well, see, the Socher is kind of in the. Yeah, okay. Bez Hashem, we'll talk on all these shilas. Bez Hashem, I would like to wish everyone a chasiv and chasim atova, and shnas bracha v'atzlacha.
Well,
it depends how long you plan to be there.